The form of music known as the blues was born in the rural South about a century ago, but it soon spread to cities like Chicago and Kansas City. Since its basic form is so simple and adaptable, its influence spread too into jazz, rock, bluegrass, and country music. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the blues is one of our most precious natural resources, and it's infinitely renewable. He has a review of some new and recently reissued records that show the continuing effect the blues has had on jazz. From one of them, here's singer Big Joe Turner with pianist Willie the Lion Smith.
Well, I worked hard, baby, and I brought you on my pay. Yes, I worked hard, baby, and I brought you on my pay. Say you're certainly gonna miss me when I'm gone away.
The blues is the thread that stitches American music together. It echoes in the feel of songs by Gershwin and Hoagy Carmichael, in the sunny little ditties the Beach Boys sang, in the manic piano solos of Jerry Lee Lewis, and the slow cadences of the latest Colgate toothpaste jingle. Of course, it's at the heart of jazz, too, though some players build fancy superstructures on the blues' simple foundation. But there have always been jazz musicians who keep close to the basics, something underscored by three albums I've been listening to lately. The first is a reissue by blues shouter Joe Turner, who got his start as a singing bartender in Kansas City in the 1930s. In the 50s, he had a few rock and roll hits, like Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Turner's CD, I've Been to Kansas City, contains music from around 1940. It's a good collection, except that it's a measly 47 minutes long. His small bands include musicians playing jazz in a modern style, like saxophonist Don Byas and pianist Art Tatum. But Turner's vocals reach back beyond the blues to 19th century field hollers. Even when he sings about the city, he sounds like he's out in the sticks.
Yes, I dreamed last night. I was standing on 18th and Vine. Yes, I dreamed last night. I was standing on 18th and Vine. I shook hands with Piney Brown, and I could hardly keep from crying.
Joe Turner died in 1985, but pianist Jay McShann, who came out of the same Kansas City scene, is still working and still putting out good records. McShann's new album, Paris All-Star Blues, was recorded in 1989. The band lives up to its billing. His sidemen include trumpeters Clark Terry and Terrence Blanchard, saxophonists Benny Carter, Phil Woods, James Moody, Jimmy Heath, and Hal Cornbread Singer, and the late drummer Mel Lewis. These players span several generations and come from widely different backgrounds, from modern bebop to 40s R&B, but they fit together amazingly well. That's a tribute to the blues' universal properties. About half the tunes were in McShann's repertoire 50 years ago. The only hitch is, the band is a lot bigger than the one he had then, and the updated arrangements can get a little slick. But that's not a problem with McShann's piano or Ernie Andrews' vocals.
Stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to take it, mama, hoping that you understand. Well, mama, please don't dog me around. You know I'd rather love you, baby, better than anyone else I know in town.
Jay McShann's All-Stars recreate his old triumphs, but another group, Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham's Sweet Baby Blues Band, treats the classic Kansas City style as if it never went away. Forget that they live in Southern California. Jeannie Cheatham plays piano and sings, and Jimmy plays bass trombone.
Raunchy real of a woman, mistress of the black cat bone. Hey, she was raunchy, mistress of the black cat bone. She brewed a powerful potion to keep dirty red at home. Well, when I warn all you women, you better leave dirty red alone. Warning all you women.
Like Jay McShann's orchestra, the Cheatham's Sweet Baby Blues Band features some great jazz soloists, like trumpeter Snooky Young and saxophonist Curtis Piegler. But this nine-piece group has a small band's rhythmic snap. On their latest album, Love in the Afternoon, they're joined on three tracks by guitarist Clarence Gatemouth Brown. He usually plays with electric blues bands, but loves to work with jazz musicians. It's no surprise that Gatemouth Brown blends so easily with Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham. They may speak different dialects of the blues, but that doesn't mean they can't understand each other. Whether you play the blues plain or fancy, the basic vocabulary stays the same.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed albums by Big Joe Turner, Jay McShann, and Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.